Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. All right. Stuck for ideas and such? I think I may have a way to deal with that. We'll talk about that right after this.
Get the whole band together with Workday and pair finance and HR on one platform for an epic performance. With Workday AI at the core, you'll make confident decisions faster than ever, and you'll drive flawless business and finance operations with an agile platform that constantly evolves to future-proof your organization. Be a finance and HR rockstar with Workday. Visit Workday.com to learn more.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. So you're stuck for ideas. It happens. You're running a game. You're running a campaign. And who knows? Maybe it's the first game. Who knows? But you're stuck for what to do with the player characters. So what you need to do is start making lists, or rather ideas. And they will probably be pretty lousy. And that's okay. So I'm going to tell you that, okay, this is how you can, people have muse, everybody has a muse somewhere where they get their great ideas from. If you're any kind of creative, well, to hell with your muse. Don't worry about it, because you're gonna produce whether the muse wants you to or not. It may be a good idea, may be a bad idea, who knows? But you're going to produce. This is how you come up with something on a consistent basis. Sit down and write out 10 things or situations or words that come into your mind, everything. This is kind of a brain dump. I mean, it could be anything, right? A duck, right? A warrior who also helps in a soup kitchen. How about a banker who is a bank robber in his spare time? He has kind of a double life. I think you get where I'm going with this. A merchant who torches his own shop. A dragon who just wants to eat salad, stuff like that. Just write down 10 things and then go away for a while. Say, do something else for like maybe 30 minutes or something like that. And then come back and write another 10. And then go off and do something else and then write another 10. Okay, fine. You have 30 things here. Sort through them. Start sorting through them. And look at what the good ideas are, or kind of funky ideas that you can make into good ideas. That's all part of the process. That's all part of your job as a game master. You know, say take, take the banker who is actually a bank robber in his spare time. Well, he could be like a masked vigilante. Say he's a Dennis Moore type. This could be any genre. I'm going to just take the fantasy genre. He could be a highwayman, in his spare time. And nobody knows it. And that could be the seed for your adventure right there. Maybe the player characters will discover that secret and somehow. They'll solve the mystery of why other banks keep getting robbed, but his doesn't. How do they do that? How do the rich people get bilked out of their stuff before they even can do anything with it? He may be a respectable person in town, and they're just going to have to figure it out. That's one idea right there. Okay, write it down. So you have like 29 more ideas to go through. I just wrote a duck. Well, what about a duck? What if it's a gigantic duck? What if it's a duck that is destroying a city? Could be a rubber duck. Or I'd rather make it a regular duck who's like, I don't know, 100 feet tall. And he's just rampaging through the city. There's one thing. What if a duck eats some kind of explosive and it's very volatile? You got to be careful. And, you know, things like that. It's just, this is how you prompt your mind. This is how you, this basically, you know how they say poking the bear? You're poking your muse. You're going, hey, 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 wake up. Come on. Let's get something. Let's do something here. Come on. Because you got to, I'm of the proponent of you got to learn to do these things on command. And the command should come from inside your head. I've said this before. Charles Schulz, who did Peanuts all those years, somebody asked if he gets writer's block. He says, no, because I can't afford to. I'm doing a comic strip, and I'm doing this as a business. This is what I do. So I don't wait for a muse. I can't afford to have writer's block. I sit there and work on stuff in my mind until something comes up or a bunch of somethings come up. He'll take a pad out and a pencil or a pen or pencil and start doodling on a piece of paper, start thinking things. He'll read stuff. He'll try and just, you know, just yeah, empty. It's a brain dump. That's all I can say. It's a brain dump, which you have to get used to doing. And once you do it, once you start doing it enough, you'll get used to it. I mean, the list thing, maybe you're not into the list thing. Maybe you just want to sit down with a pad of paper and a pencil and just go, okay, what happened to me today? Or what did I see on the news? Or what am I thinking of? Who am I talking to? And just start just emptying it out. This is why people journal. This is one of the reasons why people journal. It's kind of a get everything out of my head so I can understand it. That's the whole thing about something like journaling. You write it down, and then you can see it. Okay, this is out of my brain. This is what's going on, and then you deal with it. You deal with it, or you create with it, or whatever you're going to do with it. Do not wait for your muse, and do not, you know, underestimate the power of a brain dump. I love brain dumps. It's not easy for me to do, but I try and do it anyway. You know, I carry a little mini notebook around with me, one of those little tiny mini, what do I call them, the test score things. You know, it's a compo book, a mini compo book, and I carry it around and a pen. And you know what? I have yet to write in it because I just don't think about it during the day. It's funny, I think of my phone. If I could use this more than I use my phone, I think I'd be happy. But it's something you got to get used to. But if I can sit down and sit in a chair and just do this on a piece of paper, that's fine. Maybe I'll start doing it in here when I see things when I'm out. You know, start writing stuff down. I'm very bad at that. I'm telling you that right now. But some people do this and it really works. You know, carrying something like this around. I've also got a journal over here that I haven't even started. I cannot, for one reason, I had a problem with, I don't understand how I should write in a journal something that only I can read. What's the point? Well, the point is for your mental clarity. That's the point. Like I said, things like brain dumps. Other people, they do it a little more organized. I mean, there's the bullet journaling crowd that does the, you know, that's how they organize a day and all this other stuff. So that's how they deal with that. And for role-playing games, you got to learn to come up with a font of ideas. Read, watch, you know, but everybody says you should expose yourself to everything. But sitting down and you've got to sit down and actually dump it and look at it and see what you're doing and how can this fit into my campaign? How can this fit into something? You know, the giant duck or the warrior. He works in a soup kitchen during the day, and he's a warrior at night. What a day-night thing. But he takes off sometimes. He goes adventuring. In the meantime, he's helping the poor, which is not something you usually see a big old mercenary do. Maybe he's a barbarian who does that. That's even more rare. So this is the kind of thing you got to think of. And just, it's like I said, you're kicking your brain. You're spurring your brain. You're spurring your muse, saying, hey, get to work. You know, that kind of thing. So think about that. If you can sit down and do that, that'd be really great, and it will help your campaign immeasurably. So think about that. I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. For single donations, my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard. Or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Nobody ever uses those. I don't know why. Anyway, I'd like to thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Sars, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, there's Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast. Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast. Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast. Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tankar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.